B-Pod Studios.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Toucher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And I've been keeping an eye on this. Something that I was laughed at for many, many months might be starting to turn. And that is the comparisons of who would you have taken, Jason Tatum or Jonathan Isaac.
Okay.
Jonathan Isaac, 21 and a half minutes a game, 2.7 blocks a game, close to 12 points a game, 6 rebounds a game, complete player.
I see.
Complete player.
12 points and 6 rebounds a game makes him a complete player?
How about 2.7 blocks?
2.7 blocks a game.
From your powered forward.
Okay. Where does that rank in the NBA? I have to check.
What, blocks?
Yes. I want to find out where he stands in blocks. Let's see. Anthony Davis leads with just over 3 blocks a game. Of course, we're only 3 or 4 games in.
Doesn't matter.
I see. Isaac, he's tied for second.
Oh, yeah, there
you
have
it. Tied for second.
Jonathan Isaac, baby.
Porzingis, Capella, Lopez, LaMarcus Aldridge, and Jonathan Isaac.
Give me those names again that
games.
Are before him. Give me the names before him.
Anthony Davis is number one.
Okay, elite.
And then tied with Jonathan Isaac for second in the NBA in blocks, LaMarcus Aldridge, Brooke Lopez, Clint Capella, Kristaps Porzingis.
Sounds like some good players.
Andre Drummond and Karl Anthony Towns behind Jonathan Isaac.
Sounds like some rarefied air.
Through 3 games in block shot totals.
How many block shots does Jason Tatum have?
He doesn't have many.
Yeah, and there's
not nearly as much.
And by the way, there's no facilitator for Jonathan Isaac. Markelle Fultz with 4.7 assists a game, their leading assist man. So, I mean, Jonathan Isaac is out there doing it by himself.
Carrying the team.
Yeah, listen.
He's can't.
There's only so much a man can do.
I understand.
22 years old, he was a raw. You know what he was? He was a lump of clay when he came out.
They've molded him.
Yeah, and whoever's the coach of the Magic has gotten behind him, like in the movie Ghost, and they're molding one of the finest bowls ever known to man.
Yes.
And meanwhile, Tatum came out as a very average amateur ceramics project and continues to be neglected and chipped away at.
They've let the clay harden in a weird shape, is what you're saying.
If
Steve Clifford, by the way, is the head coach in Orlando.
Reminds me of one of my favorite comics.
Former Charlotte Hornets head coach, I believe.
It was such success.
Yes. He brings that winning attitude with him.
As the coaching carousel continues to turn. I'll tell you what, if Jonathan Isaac happens to be an all-star before Jason Tatum, I'm going to wet myself.
I understand.
It's going to be the greatest call in the history of sports radio.
Yep, that's true. How many games in do we wait now to? I mean, are we checking in every three
games? Give me Tatum's
every
numbers.
3 games? Are we checking in every 3 games with Isaac, or are we going to wait another 10 before we
I don't know, whenever I
this?
Think of it.
I see.
What do we got with Tatum right now?
I will check Jason Tatum's specific numbers. I don't happen to have them
I have them in front of me.
Okay.
He's got 9.3 rebounds. Boo.
Yes. How many points a game?
20.
I see.
No, 17.45.
All right, so Isaac is at 12 and 6, and Tatum is at 19 and 10.
Yeah, and he only is averaging 0.3 blocks a game.
I see. You got him in block shots, Fred, you do.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Isaac is ahead of Tatum in block shots, even though they played two different kind of areas of the floor.
Isaac also averaging 4 more minutes a game than Jason Tatum.
I wonder why that is.
Because he's on a team that's not as good and that there's no one to facilitate. Jonathan Isaac is out there because he's the one kid that can play. He leads the team in time on the time per game.
He leads the league. He leads the team in minutes a game.
Yeah, same.
Minutes are
a measure of time.
Nope, you're right.
So if I said time on the court,
so
that would
not
be equivalent to minutes.
He's not as good as Tatum in points or rebounds a game, but you're looking at trends. You're saying that Isaac is on his way up and Tatum's on his way down.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. I mean, there's no... He's got 18 facilitators on this team.
Yeah.
Jonathan Isaac stands alone.
Tatum is hamstrung in that the players around him are too good.
No, it benefits him that the players around him are
hamstring,
so good.
Hamstrings him in this argument that you're pushing forward.
No. Jonathan Isaac is again a raw, athletic beast that is... I mean, Markelle Fultz is his point guard.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have what Tatum has, or would you rather have Markelle Fultz?
I'd rather have what Tatum has.
Okay. Would you rather have your small forward be a man by name of... according to this, they don't have a small forward. Would you rather have your... the other power forward be... They have four power forwards. Yeah. I mean, they have nothing.
Aaron Gordon's a good player.
Not this year.
Well... he has not started well, that's true. But yeah,
seven points a game, just under 10 minutes on the court.
Yeah, Aaron Gordon has not played well this year. Last year he was good.
Yeah, because it's...
But it's a what have you done for me lately league, so...
I mean, Jonathan Isaac is stealing minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You can't argue about that, can you now, Johnny Boy?
No. They have two very good players. Not very good players, but two players you could consider better than him at this point. Nick Vucevic is an all-star, and he's their center. And Evan Fournier, who is their small forward, is averaging about 20 points a game.
Yeah, but the problem with Vucevic and Fournier is I'm looking at blocks 0.3.
I understand. No, I got you.
When I'm looking at an NBA team, give me blocks.
I understand.
That's what I want.
Yep.
I don't want some turkey assists.
Right.
I want a guy on the other end that can cause some problems.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So keep your eye on that. Oh, will I be insufferable if that happens? You will never see someone as insufferable.
I'm thinking Mayfield times about 10.
Well, no. If you have a brain, you knew Mayfield was going to suck.
Well, there were a lot of people, myself included, who thought Mayfield would be a lot better.
Yeah, but there's also a lot of people that... there's also a lot of...
I don't know. Why are you looking at me?
Bert, why did you just put a hat with a wig on it on the seat?
I don't know.
There's a mannequin on it. Just put the hat on the mannequin. That's all.
All right. So you came into the room to give what Rich ad copy?
Yes.
And then
the hat was on the ground. I was picking it up.
Okay. So there was a hat with hair on it on the ground, and then there was a mannequin in the chair. So you put the hat on the mannequin while we were having an in-depth discussion.
It's Halloween, Fred. It's Halloween. There's a scary mannequin sitting in the chair to my right.
It's gonna
rain. He dressed it up a little bit.
It's gonna rain on Halloween.
Yes. I don't know how many.
If it rains, what do they do? They shift it to Friday.
I don't know. I don't remember the last time it really poured on Halloween, and I don't remember what communities did. It's been a while.
I don't think there's anything wrong with switching the day if it's going to rain.
Mm.
I mean, because I party hardy pretty much the whole day. Starting at 6 a.m., I start my Halloween bash. But we'll see how that goes. All right, Mr. Gemelli going to be joining us, the true star of the Gemelli family. He will be doing something on the Halloween tip. It's supposed to rain on Friday, too. He's going to be doing something for us involving Halloween and so much more. We will be back in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Hub.
Damn it, I want to be a part of this thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's Toucher and Rich on 95, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. You can watch us on twitch.tv. 617-779-0985. Drew, go ahead.
How you guys doing?
Hey.
So I also know on the Autobahn, I'm not sure exactly the percentage, but if you're going too slow, you get a ticket based on your income, the percentage of your income. So that's why a lot of slow drivers are not on the Autobahn.
All right. So the Autobahn, of course, a stretch of road in Europe where you are allowed, there's no speed limit. And you're saying if you're going too slow, they will give you a ticket.
Ticket, but it's not like $200 like it is here or whatever. It's a percentage of your income. So it could be thousands of dollars. I think I've heard on the news that one guy got ticketed for like $20,000. I mean, slow people aren't going to go on a highway if they're going to get ticketed out like that bad.
Right.
I don't know if that's the right thing to do, but I'm just saying that's how it is over there.
Is that what you wanted to say?
Yes.
Okay. There you go.
I thought you knew where that was going, because I sure as hell didn't.
I think it's an elaborate goof.
I see.
I think that might have been a goof. All right. So Tom Brady yesterday, he was talking to Jim Gray in the always hard-hitting interview, and here is what was said.
When your dad hears these rumors, or when your kids come home with these rumors, Tom, let's spend a moment and talk about you. It seems that there are an awful lot of people out there who know a lot more about you than you do. What's going on with all of this, and why do you think this has hit such a fever pitch now midway through the season?
I don't know. It sure seems that way. And again, none of it's brought on by the things that I've said. Again, I said last week, nothing has changed with my status of my team and my standing. So I've really been focused on my job, and a lot of the hype, a lot of the media speculation is just that. And it's probably that time of year where, you know, you don't need to focus so much on the wins and losses. You start focusing on a lot of other things. And I think the media has the right to do that. I certainly don't. I'm focused on what I need to do this year, and we're off to a good start. I want to capitalize here in the second half of the year, and that's where I'm at personally.
All right, so the deal is that he believes that first of all, Jim Gray with the great question.
They know a lot more about you than you know about yourself, apparently. This is dismissing everything.
Is that, again, Adam Schefter, who was the one who was talking about this, makes like $3 million or maybe even more a year. Basically, based entirely on his ability to gather information from players, agents, and teams. If he does not have that, Schefter's not on the air because he's some great humorous personality. He's on the air because he gets information. And again, you see him with his smartphone that he can't put down for 10 seconds every time that he's on television, just in case something happens. So if he comes out and says, you know, he's hearing rumblings about Brady leaving and whatever with the organization, he's not just making it up for fun. If he makes something up and it hurts somebody, then he loses that contact, and then it could cost him his job because they'll just find someone else who can go out and kind of cultivate these relationships. So something's going on. Another thing is, I think Tom Brady gets pissed when he's pushed into a corner, much like with that TV show where he comes out of the spa, where he acted like a wet cat trapped in the corner where he just started freaking out. And the media, being us, reacts to the news of the insiders, because the insiders are the ones that talk to the teams and, you know, talk to the players and talk to the agents and have cultivated these connections. So that information is coming from somewhere. Now, is it coming from the Patriots, who are, you know, just getting people adjusted to the idea that Tom Brady might be gone? Is it coming from Tom Brady, who wants a new deal with the Patriots or perhaps is willing to leave? So, I mean, it's coming from somewhere.
It's fascinating to me. Brady's been bulletproof for 20 years, and this is the one year. And Brady's gone out of his way to be on social media and try and, even though it'll never happen, try and be like a normal guy and, you know, connect with the fans and, reveal, out from under the covers that he lives under. But now he has to deal with the fact that people think they know him a little bit better than they really do. And he's cultivated that. So now, instead of being bulletproof, people are questioning his motives for the first time, really. I mean, are you leaking this stuff out? Are you trying to play he's never had to play politics before. This is the first year he's really had to play politics. And when you do that, you kind of have to give up your mantle of good guy. You know, you kind of have to play the game, which means at times you can be painted in the wrong light. And now the question is he leaking the stuff to Schefter? Are the Patriots leaking the stuff to Schefter? Who is it that sat in here and said, you know, Belichick might have leaked this to Curran? Breer said Belichick leaked this to Curran, said, you know what, Brady might not be here next year, and that's okay. I mean, that's the Patriots' way of doing things. Now Brady sees that. He has to play the PR game. You know, these guys are the bad guy. I'm not the bad guy.
it's fascinating to me that this is the way he reacts to all of this, because he's never had to react to any of this since he got here. And really, the future of the franchise and his legacy is on the line here. I don't care what anyone says. If he goes and plays for a different team, the stakes get higher for him than they were here.
Things keep happening. I mean, the Chargers have been a major disappointment. They fire Wisenhunt, which could mean there's a regime change, which could mean that McDaniels goes there and he brings Brady with them.
But there's a possibility, regardless of who he brings with him, whether it be McDaniels or another offensive coordinator. I mean, and Ted Johnson has sat in here and said, God forbid Brady should have to learn an entire new offense after being in one system for two decades.
There's no way that's going to
happen. Exactly. So if he goes somewhere else and they finish 8-8, that's a dent. It's a dent in what he has spent the last two decades building.
But
because it was
Brady,
his decision to leave. It was his. I mean, the Patriot way. He's followed the Patriots way all this time, and now at the finish line, he's decided to go somewhere else. And if he doesn't win a Super Bowl or he fails, I mean, for a guy, all great athletes have massive egos. I have to figure that this is something that is going to bother him for the rest of his life if this happens.
Yeah, but also having a massive ego means that you don't think that that's a possibility that's going to happen.
It's a double-edged sword, I agree.
I don't think if he was to stay in New England, it would be because, A, they didn't give him an embarrassing contract offer. I mean, he can't take one now. I mean, he can't sit here with all this stuff coming out.
Right. If the Patriots come across the table with something
like in the realm of
decent, okay, we'll pay you 1 year and $25 million with a poison pill option. We'll renegotiate a year.
He can't do that. They got to give him 2 years, or not taking it.
I don't know if the Patriots will do that.
Then he's got to go.
I know. That's the thing. We've come to a crossroads we've never seen before.
Right.
So this is Brady's never been in a contract year. He's never had to deal with any of this stuff. He's not reacting perfectly. I mean, he's doing an okay job, but he's not reacting perfectly to all of this. And he's constantly defending himself instead of saying, you know, look, I'm in the last year of my contract. Don't even say, I don't know where all this is coming from. Say, I'm in the last year of my contract. You know, we have to play this out. This is my situation. And for now, I'm just going to focus on football.
He can say whatever he wants. I mean, he doesn't have to get into his contract stuff. But the idea that it's not coming from, maybe it's not coming from him, and he's pissed that it's coming from the Patriots. And maybe the Patriots are trying to, you know, get people used to the idea that Brady could leave. Or maybe if they give him an offer that he could get more somewhere else, there, you know, he takes part of the blame. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on right now. But I disagree with you. Unless they give him two guaranteed, there's no way he can stay. He's got to go, because he can justify making less money because ultimately he wants to retire a Patriot and da-da-da-da-da. But if they go, we'll give you 1 year with a poison pill, and you know someone out there is going to offer him 2 years in whatever he wants. I mean, he can't take the 1 year.
But again, that means he's no longer a company man.
Well, yeah.
I understand that. But
would you blame him?
No, I don't blame him. What I'm saying is the shift is palpable. People look at Brady differently this year than I've looked at him in any other year in his life. I mean, this is, you know, what do you stand for? I mean, do you stand for the Patriots way, or do you stand for yourself? All his entire career, it's been the Patriots way, and rightfully so, he's had all these platitudes thrown at him. Look at this guy. He's the best player on the team, but he's willing to take less money to stay with an organization and win Super Bowls. But ultimately, Brady's words have come back to haunt him. He said for years, you don't go to the Patriots to be appreciated. You go to the Patriots to win. And if he decides he wants to be appreciated, then the other part of the equation is out the window.
And one thing he did say in the Nance interview is that he's not a robot and that it's not easy for him to go out there and, you know, perform like that, that it takes a lot of, you know, dedication and a lot of sacrifice. And, I mean, if you were doing that, and, you know, because it's an interesting, that was one thing that I thought humanized him in a way, is that if you want to play till 45, it's not a selfish endeavor. I mean, he's not asking to go out there and suck. I mean, and if he's putting in that kind of work to stay physically, you know, I mean, he's not as good as he used to be, but if he's sitting there, I mean, he's quarterback of an 8-0 team. I mean, if he's putting himself in a situation where he can perform like that, and he's got he wants to play for two more years, and that's it for him. I would want to, now you pay me. Like, I'm putting in all this effort, and I'm going out here, and I'm not playing until I'm 45 for my health, because I'm still capable of having being on a team that's 8-0, I mean, I want to get paid too. Because it's a big sign of disrespect. I mean, this is like your gold watch. You've been with the company for all these years. Here's your gold watch. Here's your party. And here we go.
But for lack of a better phrase, I have to give the Patriots a little credit because they are not swerving from what they've done since Belichick took over. They are cold. They're in a very cold way. They look at their roster and say, I don't care what you've done. I don't care what you've overcome. Josh Gordon, you're a great story. You're gone. You know, we don't need you anymore. You know, and Brady put on, you know, Antonio Brown, you were this great new Ferrari we desperately had to have, even though we had 18 cars in the garage. But you know what? We don't need you. We don't want you anymore. You know, regardless of what the players think, regardless of what our best player thinks, you're gone. And so Tom Brady, you would think with all that Tom Brady has done, it would never have come to this. That the Patriots, like a lot of other organizations, would have taken care of this a long time ago and not worry about the PR backlash.
Can you imagine if they trade a first-round pick for Trent Williams and then Brady signs somewhere else and they don't have a first or a second-round pick and they still have that receiving core?
Yeah. That's a very, very real possibility.
I mean, he'd still screw up the second-round pick regardless, but I mean...
Because he never drafts.
Yeah, Dan, what's up?
Real quick, because we're looking at some numbers. Alex Smith making more money than Tom Brady this year. 23.2
Yeah, he's
the
middle of the pack. I mean, he's not... Is he? I haven't looked.
Alex Smith has had 17 surgeries.
I don't think he's top 10.
Since, like, March.
Is Brady top 10?
Not in straight salary, no.
No.
And can you imagine also that they're not giving money to
Johnny's 14th.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like they're low. I mean, their offensive line sucks. Their running back core is not overly impressive, and they don't have any weapons. They had to trade for Sanu. So, I mean, except for Edelman. So, I mean.
They have two really big weapons.
No. But
they have Edelman and Sony Michel. Those are the top two.
Yeah, Sony Michel is fantastic. He's
that was
the
just
best.
For you.
Yeah, he's the greatest. That was well worth the first round pick. But it was only really a second rounder.
A Hall of Famer who's been bulletproof his entire career is suddenly not bulletproof. And I don't know if he's handling it all that well.
All right. Here's the deal is that we will be back. Mr. Mark Gemelli will be joining us. And he will get us in the spirit of Halloween because you know what, John? What tomorrow probably is who's the spookiest member of 98.5
Sports Hub. Oh, is that what we're doing?
Hub.
I thought we were going to wait till Halloween to do that.
Let's do it tomorrow. I don't know.
We have an empty block that needs filling?
Well, we have 7 o'clock hours done with Teddy J.
Right.
Then you got Jaffe and DeBrusk in the 9, so why don't you just pop in who's the spookiest member of 98.5 Sports Hub, call it a day.
That's why you're the star you are.
That's right, baby. That's right. It's like a big Jenga puzzle.
I understand. Maybe we could go back to the joke thing we did yesterday.
I stand by that. So if you missed it, I'll tell one more.
All right. You have another one?
Okay. So right. I made the very funny joke.
By the way, wife didn't like the Mo Holmes thing at all. Didn't like it.
Okay, I don't
Not care. A fan.
Well, she's not in our demo.
That's a good point.
So here's the deal. So I told two jokes real quick. I'll tell them.
Okay.
Okay. Because the first one is very clever. The second one's hysterical. So, you know, a movie, Colors.
I'm sorry, guys.
It was a movie from the early 90s, and it starred Sean Penn and what's face over there? And,
Colors.
Yeah, Colors.
Robert Duvall.
And they're policemen in South Central Los Angeles at the height of gang violence. Now, there is a member of either the Blood or the Crips. I believe he might have been a Crip. He was kind of like the old guard and didn't like the way the gangs were going. It was getting far too violent. They were getting into drugs. And so Robert Duvall thought he could cultivate a relationship with him and have feet on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes, Robert Duvall goes to him. They're shooting the crap, you know, whatever. And Robert Duvall goes to him. He goes, let's find something we have in common. You like the Three Stooges? And he goes, of course I like the Three Stooges. That's how he talks. And he goes, oh, yeah, who's your favorite of the Three Stooges? He goes, Mo Holmes. So it's Mahomes.
Yeah.
Real quick, second one. Hairdresser comes in to Cheers.
Oh.
Sam's there, Coach is there. It's before Woody Harrelson, before Coach bought it. Rhea Perlman, she's running around, right? He comes in there and he goes, hey, Ted Danson. Ted Danson goes, can you dye my hair? And the hairdresser goes, no, but I'll dye diarrheas.
I thought that was far and away the best one you told the entire time.
Because her name's Rhea Perlman, and
right.
Diarrhea's funny.
Yeah. Rich, for his part, didn't get that one. No, he was caught off guard.
It was way over his head.
Caught off guard
it
by
was,
that one.
It was like Dennis Miller. I was giving him references he didn't get. It was too cerebral. I stole it from Bill Hicks. All right, we will be back. We will be joined by Mr. Mark Gemelli, and that's just a taste of what you missed yesterday. The best one that we got is that some guy was in the woods, and he's walking around the woods. This is from a listener. And he's walking around the woods, and he's lost. And he all of a sudden, he hears, like, hey, you know, I want to do you. I want to have sex with you. And he looks over, and it's this Moss talking to him. He goes, that's some Randy Moss. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with Mr. Mark Gemelli, all about Halloween. Here are the headlines.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
That's an app. This is where Boston talks sports. Toucher and Rich, Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That's all I think about.
Yeah, same with me. 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. I didn't want to speak out of turn, Rich, but I thought tomorrow, since 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock are all filled up, maybe we do Spookiest Guy on the Sports Hub.
Ooh. Or the return of the hit bit that we did last year for the first time. I've got no problem with that.
Spookiest Guy on the Sports Hub. Now, it's all based on telephone calls.
Yeah, it's a Halloween week. It's not just Halloween day. And we're getting enough of a Halloween treat with Guy Fieri's Tequila Cucina opening up.
Yeah, but the trick is that it's quite a treat.
That is, I believe.
That's what's going to be
Guy
the
Fieri
banner.
Would say.
What if Fieri's like sitting there in a, because Guy Fieri's place is opening up tomorrow or 2 days from now in front of the garden. And what if he's dressed like in a mustache and like a wig? And he's sitting there, oh, I don't know what's going on here with the food. Da, 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 da. And then he goes, psych, and he rips it all off. And he's like, I'm Guy Fieri.
Do you think he's going to be in town?
Ooh.
I mean, if you're a little bit more extreme around here.
It's going to be like the Wonder Woman plane because he doesn't want anyone to see it. It's going to be invisible. He's going to fly in an invisible plane.
Have you seen the fake Guy Fieri costume that's for sale?
No, but I want it.
It's like a knockoff one, and it's called the Governor of Flavorville. Please don't sue us, Governor of Flavorville.
I would have sex with a guy if he was part of a Sammy Hagar, Guy Fieri double costume.
Like the two of them together?
Yeah.
And then just throw in the dude from Smash Mouth?
No. It's just the Red Rocker and Fieri.
Well, they are best friends.
They are.
Yeah.
I mean, they go down to Cabo Wabo. They rip it up on, and I'm not kidding, they rip it up on dune buggies.
Well, that's the truth.
Well, there is one rumor that we would be, it would not be good if we did not address it, and that is the rumor that Jeff Fisher may be going to Music City to take on a little job with Vanderbilt, which means look out, co-heads. Mm-hmm. Co-heads, look out, because here comes the fish.
Yeah. Ooh.
What is this sorority? Sigma come slay.
I'm already getting Dick. We were talking about you this morning, Dick Donahue. Are we going to Guy Fieri's? Like there's no bigger fan of Guy Fieri than Dick Donahue.
Sigma come loud.
Sigma come loudly. Yeah.
Ooh. You know Fisher, if he gets that job, is caught at a like fraternity party.
Oh sure.
He's doing like keg stands.
Oh of course.
He's doing keg stands. He's with like an old school joint in his mouth. Mamacitas. How do I hide in the sorority house and pleasure all these ladies?
Oh, that is going to be fantastic. He needs to be back in the game somehow. I was getting excited that, I mean, what was it with the AAF for a little bit? The failed football league?
Yes.
Bring him into the XFL. Like, have him be in the XFL. Did you hear how much money the people from the XFL are making?
So here's the XFL.
Oh, my gosh.
The situation with the XFL is as follows. Like, the most you can make is 50 grand.
Yeah, and you have to, like, get MVP. You have to win every game. I mean, the average salary that these guys make, I believe, is in the high 20s. And that is if you just... I mean, remember, they're playing football, one of the most violent sports ever.
Right, so the chances of you playing every game are, at best, 40%. I would imagine 50%.
Well, how many teams are there? Because,
eight.
Well, then it would be... Well, there'd be 25% because only two teams are left in the final game.
No. What I'm saying is not getting injured. So you, I mean, there's a great chance of injury. And so say you're not even injured for an entire game. I mean, you're not getting MVP of that game.
Yeah.
So why the hell would you possibly do that?
This is going to be, and by the way, there's already players who have signed up and then realized that.
Yeah, they've been drafted and then said, yeah, I'm not doing this. This is far too...
They looked at the numbers and said, hang on, you're telling me I'm going to make $28,000? Like, that's the most I'm going to make, and I'm going to get my bones crunched as if I was playing in the NFL, and you really think this is going to be worth it? This is going to be the biggest failure, not just because of the players, but what's the biggest marquee name that they've got out there right now? It's Mettenberger, right? Zach Mettenberger might be one of the top, like, three biggest names that's out there. Who cares about Zach Mettenberger?
Why is he doing it? Well, he's probably got enough money that he doesn't need the money, but also, just why would you put your body through that?
In hopes of performing well enough against guys that aren't in the NFL to get back in the NFL.
There
is no way they're taking a quarterback from the XFL and signing him. Like a guy, how old is Mettenberger?
Zach Mettenberger?
He's probably 30 now.
I know he's, like, 7 feet tall. But,
and by the way, Gardner Minshew completely ripped off the whole, like, I'm a Country Boy stash guy. Is he? Yeah,
28.
Close to 30.
Jesus.
But think about it. Like, you have to have a big name to get people to tune in. We've learned that with AAF, people will just not tune in because it's football.
Right.
Like, nobody cares about these players. These are the players that, this is like if every week there were teams worse than Miami playing every week.
If the Fabulous Moolah was still alive, you could put her in. And there was a time where they would have. That's the greatest thing about that era of the W. It was still the WWF, I believe, when they were like having John Henry give birth to a hand.
Yeah, was that the Attitude Era?
The Attitude Era when they just went like bananas. They just like went totally crazy.
WWE or WCW rather was the family friendly one.
Right.
So they just said the WWF said we're going in a completely opposite direction.
Yeah, it was the only time since I've been a kid that I watched it on a regular basis because the storylines were so incredibly, and that's when they had Mankind, like, they would just take razor blades and, like, slap them all over his face.
Yeah.
Like, he just had to sit there and take it.
So here's the, I have the numbers here, because this is ridiculous. There was a guy who, Corey Vereen, is a player who
was Ben Vereen money.
He does.
Who took off on Webster, which was not fair.
You get royalty checks. So he was selected by the Los Angeles Wildcats in the third phase of the XFL draft. And apparently he said he doesn't want to be playing anymore because he said that he would end up making, it says the salary schedule did not come close to matching what was talked about rampantly throughout the XFL combine workouts and was discussed by many different sources. The base salary is $27,000 with a per game active bonus of $1,600 and a weekly win bonus of $2,000. So the most that you would make is $55,000.
The Los Angeles Wildcats should be the team from Wildcats, the movie.
Okay, hang on.
Because they all got to be...
Harrelson.
Wesley Snipes.
And then...
Goldie Hawn's their coach.
Yeah, that's right.
Was it Scatman Carruthers that was in
that? Yes. No, not Scatman Carruthers. Nipsey Russell. Nipsey Russell was the principal of the school.
There's no way Nipsey Russell is still alive.
Good question.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say... Nipsey Russell's not alive. I'm going to say Scatman Carruthers is not alive.
So I'm
going to say Dick Gregory's not alive.
I'm going to
give you the triumvirate of characters, of African-American characters in late 70s, early 80s comedy.
I'm going to say that Nipsey Hussle died before Nipsey Russell, and Nipsey Russell is still alive.
I'm going to say all three are dead. Scatman Carruthers, Nipsey Russell, and Dick Gregory. Dick Gregory, I think I know is dead because he was like a civil rights activist, so it was actually kind of a big deal when he died.
Okay.
I can tell you. Unlike
Scatman Crothers. Dick Gregory died in 2017 at the age of 84. Nipsey Russell is alive.
All right. Are you on his IMDb?
Dan's got his headphones on. Yes, Dan.
All right, John, before we get to the last one, because are you going to spoil the Scatman Crothers one?
No, you can do Scatman Crothers if you want.
Okay, we're going to agree that he's dead?
Yes, I think
he's
dead.
I don't know. All right, I'll
because
say
then my follow-up question was, can we guess the year?
Okay, so Scatman Crothers was old in The Shining.
Yeah, he was very old in The Shining.
And The Shining was before or after 75?
It was later. He was in the Twilight Zone movie, which was the early 80s.
Okay, so
The Shining was 80.
Okay.
Okay, The Shining was 80. Okay, so I am going to say that Scatman Crothers died the year of our Lord, 1991.
I'm
going
to say, I was about to say 92. I'll go 92.
86.
Oh, really?
1986.
John was guessing that. Thanks for spoiling it, John. Thank you.
Yeah, John just had to jump in and act like he knew.
Yeah.
It was a 50-50 shot. We were going to believe that he just knew it.
Nipsey Russell was 87 when is 87.
Now, are you on his IMDb?
No, I'm not. I did Wikipedia real quick.
Because you know he's in, like, Hard Bodies 9.
No.
Like, there's this whole series of Hard Bodies that have come out.
Is it Nipsey Russell, was it?
Yeah. Like, Nipsey Russell was, like, probably in Up the Creek. Like, he was in, like, you gotta take the money. You gotta follow the money. How many times did you sit there with your pants down watching Up the Creek only to realize
you've been duped? Yep.
That you've been completely duped.
A whole lot of Stephen First.
Well, Tim Matheson should have thrown it away.
Yeah.
How many times was the Cheap Trick song played in that movie?
Well, it's probably the most. But when Tim Matheson was in it, you had to know that he wasn't going to go full TNA.
We're getting reports that Nipsey Russell died in 2005.
IMDb might be wrong. I saw it.
He was still alive.
Okay.
All right.
Well, either way. Nipsey, I mean.
Now, what was Nipsey Russell in?
I don't know. I just remember his name.
Oh, he was in Wildcats.
Yes.
He's in The Wiz?
Yes.
Yep.
He's dead. He died in 2005.
Yes, I had it wrong. That's my fault.
Okay, so Nipsey Russell's dead, too.
Nipsey Russell takes his way off.
Right. The Triumvirate is dead.
See, yeah. I just knew him from, like, game shows, like, from when I was a kid.
Yeah,
like,
he was
the Pyramid and stuff.
Oh, can you imagine? He's on all these Dean Martin Celebrity Roasts.
I mean, those are the
ones. Oh,
can you imagine?
Now.
Oh, yeah.
Just what they say to him.
Well, the world's tried to make a lot of those disappear.
Oh, well, you can't make them disappear. What, are you going to pretend it never happened?
Well, I'm just saying that I think that there's people who are trying to erase them from any kind of downloadable abilities, you know?
Well, because everyone's going to forget that people were racist?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, that's a good attitude to have. What a teaching tool that is.
Well, I mean,
just get rid of all
There's episodes of Little Rascals you can't find anymore.
You can find them. If you try hard enough, you know the right people. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
I just like how Disney tried to get rid of Song of the South, and then they said, oops, we're going to make a ride about it.
Yeah.
And they have Splash Mountain. And so the kid's like, what is Song of the South? What is this from? Well, it's a movie that Disney doesn't want you to know existed.
Oh, the Dean Martin roast. Hachi Machi.
Yeah, Nipsey Russell was like always in those game shows. Like,
yeah, he was a big Hollywood Squares guy.
With Bruce Valanche!
All right.
He was the center square always, wasn't he?
No, Paul Lynn.
Charles Nelson Reilly, not Bruce
Valanche. I thought Paul Lynn was
Paul
the center
Lynn
square.
Before Charles Nelson Reilly.
Okay.
And then when Paul Lynn... Nipsey Russell big on the Love Boat. Not afraid to pick it up from there. All right. Not a distinguished career for Nipsey Russell.
So
in that a lot
break,
of blanks.
We talked Guy Fieri. We talked Jeff Fisher. We talked XFL and ended it with Nipsey Russell.
Nipsey Russell taking a stop in Spin City in 1999. Playing himself. Probably the only role he could handle in 1999. All right. We will be back. We do have Nick's dad. That is not a lie. We will have that for you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and everyone loves Halloween except for me, which I don't think is that the greatest thing, especially when adults go nuts. I find it a little annoying.
How can you not like... You see, usually the weekend before Halloween's the best. Like, if you can get out and go to, like, an adult Halloween party, those are usually fun.
Yeah, I do that anyway. We have Eyes Wide Shut parties at my house all the time.
Fidelio.
But when you have kids, everything's all right. But one thing that people like, Rich, is they like to get spooked on Halloween. They like to get scared enough that their socks come flying off.
Mm-hmm.
And wouldn't it be a contrast, we thought, if Nick Gemelli's father, or really Mark Gemelli, who's Nick is his son, if you want to go by order of importance, what if he was given Rich what?
First of all, we got to find out what his plans are.
Yeah, that's right.
Because for Halloween.
Because ain't no St. Anthony's feast, I'll tell you that. And maybe he's scared because, you know, he goes out there and there's, you know, maybe, I don't know what it is. I haven't heard any of this.
All I know is that after John Wallach's headlines, the man, the myth, the legend, Mark Gemelli, gets us all a little spooked for Halloween.
And this is all in advance of our Who's the Spookiest Member of 98.5 The Sports Hub that will be tomorrow. This show is getting rather absurd, but we will be back. No commercials here, just the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.